Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods? It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today, we have a candid conversation coming to you around the holidays. And it's always an interesting time of year as we ramp up to the holidays. Oftentimes, the holiday season is associated with family of origin, not necessarily family of choice. Right. And since this season, we're talking about betrayal and intimacy trauma. I thought it might be a good time to talk about what this holiday season might be like for you. So yeah, Mary, tell us, Mary's here with us.
Right.
what comes up for you like around the holiday when you think of like family of origin, betrayal, intimacy, all of that?
Right. I think like when it comes to like family of origin, you know, like when we talk about intimacy, betrayal, the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, kind of faking it, you know, trying to be normal for the everybody else, essentially. Like we have to save face is what comes to my mind when I think about intimacy, betrayal. And then I also think too of like when you talk about chosen family, how do we choose like maybe friends to become that community that we need? Maybe either the betrayed or the betrayer has that sense in that way to say, this is my family in that. And what does that look like for holidays? You know?
Right. And so like, I want to start off by giving permission to anybody in the throes of intimacy betrayal. If you are going through discovery, if you are experiencing a staggered disclosure where you're just getting traumatized constantly, one day, 1 week, 1 month at a time. If you're in that, just want to give you full permission to change things up this holiday season, to go ahead and start practicing the word no and not this year. Okay. Because it is not no forever. It is no for this season. It is no for today. It's no for this year, for this Thanksgiving. And that's okay. Because I, for one, I try to teach my clients not to show up normal, but show up themselves. And if you can't show up as your authentic self, the best word is like, not this year.
Right.
No. And I think that's just like how I would start by saying, like, that's what comes up for me. It's like, just know that it's okay to not show up the way that you did last year, to show up as a different version of yourself, to show up as your authentic self, or decide not to show up at all. Maybe showing up as your authentic self is you showing up to Netflix in your sweatpants. Like maybe that's what this year looks like.
Right.
And so like, I mean, I know just the thought, you know, for some people it's like,
going to visit my family of origin, who I haven't even shared with them what I've learned about, you know, maybe your relationship to them or what you've learned about your relationship to your intimate partner. Like, it's painful, period. But when you're carrying secrets into that environment, it's like intolerable.
Because even like when you were talking about that, like not showing up, I hear sometimes too, like to me, like I could see where somebody goes into guilt or even shaming themselves, that cycle of like, well, no, I can't show them this because it's not right, you know, depending on how the dynamic is. But I think that's really denying self like that love and that care of being, like you said, authentic to say, you know, I need to take care of me this way and maybe validating my feelings, and you guys don't really provide that. So probably not going to show up to this, which is hard because we think like family's family, and that's a hard boundary to set sometimes.
Absolutely. If you're in a vulnerable state, if you're in a vulnerable season of life, and your family of origin is not the safe environment to show up in when you are vulnerable, please consider doing something different. Do something different this year. So maybe you do gravitate towards your best friend and their family or your chosen family or the people who give you support, love, and, you know, unconditional comfort and understanding. So just I feel like I want to offer permission for everybody just to do it different. Do it different this year. Listen to yourself. Listen to your body. That's just so important.
So how would some people like who may know, like, okay, I hear what they're saying, it does stick with me, but how could they take those steps to start, you know, doing that, being with the people who allow them to be their authentic self without feeling that, I guess, inner, again, shaming and guilt of I'm not with my family of origin.
I think first it takes us getting comfortable with our own vulnerability and saying, like, I want to move into a place of acceptance that this is where I am in this season and be willing to be uncomfortable and hover over those feelings and just say, so where do I feel comfortable this year? And if it's someplace else with some other person, with a friend or another family member, maybe you just want to go to a different household this year or not travel back home this year and stay put, wherever it is, I hope that you can go ahead and let them know that that's what you would like to do this year. So, I mean, like the call to action right now, leading into the holiday, would be just to go ahead and make that phone call and say, hey, I need you. I need for this year to look different. Can you assist me in making that happen? Could, you know, would you be willing to open your doors to me? And if this is someone you feel safe with, like you already know what the answer is. You already know how they're going to receive that information. So just lean into it and do it uncomfortable. The other uncomfortable thing that you're going to come up against is, how do I let my family of origin or the person I usually spend the holidays with know that I'm not going to do that? And so it's definitely a different conversation, but it's the same fear. And unfortunately, you just have to feel that fear, lean into the fear, and feel the relief that comes afterwards. When you've stood like flat-footed in your truth of what you need and you've claimed that, there is relief on the other end. So to be able to say, yeah, guys, you don't need to tell them your story. You don't need to tell them what's wrong. You don't need to give them access or insight into your life. You can have boundaries and just be like, this year's going to look different for me. You can come up with whatever reason that is. I hope it's truthful and honest. Like, you know what? I've just decided this year I'm going to do something different for whatever reason. It's not going to work out for me. But I'll keep you posted and maybe next year. And so I don't know.
No, I like that, especially like in thinking about boundaries. You know, I think like when we talk about boundaries in family, like when you say like you don't have to tell them everything, you know, there's that assumption of, well, they're family, they need to know. Not really. Like
There's
that's
that
But that's where I think like there comes power in knowing that, you know, like I get to share my truth, my peace in little bits. And like you said, of like, okay, like, and I think there's also good information in setting those boundaries that we don't recognize as we're trying to set boundaries of like, it's not our fault if they react negatively. That's a them problem. That's not a me problem. My problem is saying yes or no to whatever I want to do, you know?
Absolutely. And I feel like part of it is, it's even scary maybe because you haven't figured out how to express your truth or be grounded in your own story and reality. And so maybe you don't feel content or grounded going into an environment where someone does know you, see you, and love you, but they're going to get curious and you're not ready for that. That's okay too. Like, go ahead and consider that. Play the tape through. You've done this before. You know these people. You know their personalities. You know their MOs. And so just play the tape through in your mind's eye and see if it's safe for this season. Right? No matter what. I mean, like, maybe it is a loving environment you're going into, but you're not prepared.
Right.
Because they might just look at you and know, okay, something's happened.
Right.
And maybe you're not prepared to share with them what's happened because you haven't collected your thoughts. You haven't processed what's happened to you to communicate it to someone else. These are all really good reasons to set boundaries and to not push it this holiday season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that concept of being kind to self, like even when you do get in that safe environment, because it's like a culture shock of seeing like, oh, this is what less dysfunction looks like. This is what a healthy relationship with friends or coworkers, love, whatever, whoever this extra or, you know, chosen people are. And it can be very shocking and very strange because that's not our normal. And there's discomfort in like, maybe I'm not worthy to receive that. When to me that says, no, you are worthy and we got to come with compassion.
When you've been in deprivation for a long time, there is resistance to being accepted, to feeling that sense of, you know, connection and belonging.
Right.
And so like that might be coming up for you too. Now, if that's what's coming up, then I would ask for you to go and be loved on, not just love yourself, but be willing to be loved on.
Yeah.
You don't have to have fully processed your story or know how to share it. Don't share it. Just go be loved on.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Because I just think of like, you know, I know we as clinicians, we do like parts work with our clients and I may not be like really into it, but just I'm thinking of like the inner children that are just crying out for love. When you say be loved on, like, I think that's a great perspective to take on, like your child self, your young adult self, your teenage self is just seeking some comfort. And we're trying to give that as adults.
Gosh, especially when you've been injured and you've been wounded and you think of like your inner child, like, that's when you just want to fall into someone's arms. You just want to melt into someone's arms. You just want them to hold you. You don't need to hear what you need to do next. You don't need to hear, you know, shame on that person. And you don't need to hear anything. You just need to be held and be seen. And if that's what you're avoiding, I'd ask you to maybe consider doing it scared. But again, it's full permission to get your needs met this holiday season, whether it's to set boundaries and, you know, not engage or not participate, or if it is to re-engage maybe with people who do love you, know you, and want to help you through the season.
So happy holidays out there, everybody. And we just wish you all the best.
Happy holidays from Direct Impact.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it
that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.